three
classes today.
Two. One. What is going on, guys? Pool Boys, episode 27. We're live. Mel is having an aneurysm in the background. How are you doing, Mel?
I'm doing fine.
Good response. Yeah, he's a little out of breath, pacing, you know. You know how it is, walking.
Wait, does it really sound like I'm out of breath?
Yeah, you're breathing right into your mic because you have headphones on and you're breathing right into it.
Yes.
You're breathing right into it.
I'm sorry. You ever watched Malcolm in the Middle?
Have you ever watched Malcolm in the Middle? Kylo, go ahead, everyone, Malcolm in the Middle.
Look at that video. No, that's why I sound like that kid in the wheelchair.
Bruh.
That was the kid's name again? Ernie? Was it Ernie?
Ernie, no, that's George Lopez.
No, it I know, huh?
Let's see, Malcolm in the Middle. His name?
Look him up.
His name was Stevie.
Stevie! That's who it was.
Bro, it's crazy. If you look at that list of actors, no one became famous besides... Bryan Cranston was famous. But no one became famous out of that show.
What? Dewey was in Christmas with the Cranks.
Bro, Dewey hasn't been in anything since 2010.
Is he one of those people who like look really weird now that they're older?
Probably. It's like him. What's his name? Guy from Home Alone. What's his name?
Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin.
You ever see the movie Even Stevens?
Sounds familiar.
With the kid, like the kid named Beans, isn't it?
Even Stevens. Let me look at it.
With Shia LaBeouf.
No, I haven't.
Oh, never mind then.
That was a TV show, by the way.
No, they had a movie though.
Oh.
Wait, now I gotta look at Dewey. See what this kid looks like now. Life is unfair. Well, like, fucking, what's his name? Was like huge for a time. Frankie Muniz.
Yeah. He's pretty good.
I always thought their brother Francis was Neil Patrick Harris.
I can see it.
Probably nothing exactly like him.
Malcolm in the Middle fire theme song.
Oh my.
Oh, there's an ad. Hold up.
Dude, he looks so weird. We're going to copyright it.
It's a podcast, you know? As long as we talk over it, I think we're fine.
What?
You're the boss of me now. You're not the boss of me now. You're not the boss of me now. And it ain't so big. You're not the boss. Oh, yeah, he's Machine Gun Kelly now. Forgot.
Dude, he's a rapper.
Yeah, he's Machine Gun Kelly.
He's not Machine Gun Kelly. Eric Per Sullivan? That's like one of those things, like, you remember Dewey from Malcolm in the Middle?
Yeah. He turned him.
Now he's Eminem.
Filled yet?
You know what he kind of looks like? Right now he kind of looks like what's his name from The Office?
I haven't even seen what he looks like, but I'm gonna say based off who you're talking about the Jim.
Jim? Yeah, he looks like him.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say what's his name? Fuck, I always forget this guy's name.
Andy Bernard.
No, I thought you were talking about Toby. Kevin? I was gonna say he would look like a Toby just by basing off his picture. Kevin spilled chili.
Alright, I'm on 9% now.
You usually like just find a place where you can charge it.
I don't, because I'm using headphones.
I hate you so much.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to my room right now.
Yeah, fuck it.
It's the only way we're going to be able to do this.
If only you weren't broken, you had some AirPods, bro.
If only I wasn't broke.
Vibe check. Beep, beep, beep. This guy's not allowed through.
Don't you vibe check me.
I vibe checked you. You're not allowed through.
Did that up my vibe yet?
Brother, your vibe is so low right now.
My vibe has never been low.
Here, let me try this again. Beep.
I've had the best
beep,
vibes.
Beep. Vibe. Horrific. I'm sorry. It's what the phone said.
Beep. 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 Small dog is horny.
Oh. Listen to that sweet, hard breaths you're doing right now in the mic.
Wait, let me shut up.
I'm rock hard. Hell yeah, brother. Mel is entering his room, I think. Could be a very awkward podcast. Mel's a very awkward person.
No,
so,
it's 10 o'clock at night. He shouldn't be sleeping at this time.
I have some big news.
What?
I'm going to be a Hollywood actor, baby.
Tell me how.
My media studies class, we have to make a movie. And I sent an email saying, yeah, I'll do whatever. I'll just whatever helps us get the best grade. I was like, I'll do the camera work and stuff like that.
Be the fucking director. Show some lead.
Well, the guy who's like came up with all ideas already took that job. And I was like, all right,
what an
I'm not
asshole.
Gonna, yeah. He sent the first email, so I was like, you know, I can't take the director job. But then
but
I
you
said,
can.
But I said, I'll do whatever. And then he said, all right, if you want to, he said, all right, this person, you can do the camera stuff. You can do the editing. It's like, hey, Daniel, if you want, you can do the acting. I was like, yikes.
Dude, you'd be the best actor.
The role we have to do is we have to make a 2 to 5 minute movie about breaking bad news.
And, wait. I'm going dark for a second.
Bravo 6. Going dark. What's going on? Is everything okay in there, Mel? Just singing some Malcolm in the Middle theme song.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yo.
There's a little bit of an echo.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the best we have to work with right now.
Yeah, it's not that bad. It's like faintly you can hear it. Let me lower down your volume just a little bit. Maybe that'll change it. Just a little.
You're gonna blow my nose.
Oh. Ooh, really? Did you just fart, bro? Alright, so should we get the sports?
What'd you say?
Should we get the sports?
Huh?
Huh?
What?
Alright, so the Knicks.
Give me a second.
Mel
give me a few
is,
seconds.
This is a classic Mel podcast where he just, like, everything goes awry because of him.
Sorry, my friend sent me all the answers to a test.
I'm gonna use that against you, and you're screwed.
Shut up. Wait. Someone's texting me that shouldn't be texting me, but they keep texting me. So.
By the way, none of this is getting edited out. I am so lazy now at editing. I am just not even gonna try to do it.
Do what?
Edit
this?
Yeah, I'm not gonna edit any of this out.
Bro, we're a mixtape podcast. We don't do that.
I know. We have to do a 4-hour podcast one day. But we have to get some kind of...
We definitely could.
We have to get some extracurricular activities to do that.
Jodell.
But the first part of Jodell, kind of a bitch.
What's the first part? What are you talking about?
Joe.
Oh, well, we have to get Joe.
Yeah, he's kind of a bitch.
You know, I can probably get for us.
We'll see.
I can. I have friends.
You know a guy.
I know a guy who knows a guy.
So, sports.
Wait, I had to suck my friend's dick a little longer because I'm very grateful for what he did.
Well, this is fine. I can just talk over you. The Knicks beat Kristaps Porzingis, and it was the crowning achievement of my life. And it wasn't because we beat Kristaps Porzingis. It's because Frank Ntilikina had the game of his life that night. Let's see. Let me go find the stats. Hold up.
Oh wait, you talking about Frank when he had like the best defensive possession of all time?
He had not only the best defensive possession of time, he had the greatest game of his career so far. Let me get the stats pulled up.
Wow, he was allowed to play that long?
Yeah, he's the starting point guard. We don't have any starting point guards now.
Get out of here.
Yeah, he's been starting point guard for a little bit now.
Fizdale started Frank. Oh fuck, yeah. I almost fell off my bed.
He's been starting point guard for a little bit now. But on Friday night, Frank Ntilikina played 38 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
He shot 4 for 5 from 3.
Mm, 4 for 5. Whoa.
14 points. Mm-hmm. 6 rebounds. 4 assists.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. He had 4 steals. 3 blocks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and a turnover and a plus five. I don't know how he only had a plus five, since he was like the biggest reason why we won. He was in the fourth quarter. He had maybe one of the most spectacular defensive possessions, back to back to back. He blocked Tim Hardaway Jr. Ran up the court, pulled up, got the pass, pulled up from three, and I almost screamed myself, to be honest.
It was insanely good. That was amazing.
Frank Ntilikina is everything I wanted around Baker to be, I love Frank Ntilikina for it.
Has he started since?
Yeah, he started. That wasn't his first start of the year.
Whoa.
He started a couple games before that. He started last game. We'll get to the last game because that was just something else. But yeah, it was a crowning achievement. I declared the Frank Ntilikina, the Ntilikina Island is no longer taking any more occupants at the time. Ntilikina Island is closed for future renovations.
I'm on the bandwagon. I've been on his bandwagon.
I'll allow it.
Okay, because I've always felt bad for him not being able to play on Christmas. Yeah. With his mother in the stands.
Yeah. But some guy, so one of our loyal listeners, let's see if he listens to this. I am declaring Billy Rockamp, former guest of the show. He former is not allowed. Host. No, he wasn't
no,
host.
No, former writer of Bro Takes.
Former writer of Bro Takes. He is not allowed on the Ntilikina Island. He gave Ntilikina too much shit over the years. And you know what? I'm not going to allow him, just because now he's now he like wants to appreciate him. No, it's too late. If you were on Ntilikina bandwagon like last year when it was like pretty bad to be on Ntilikina Island, you're not allowed on it this year.
Well, if he's not allowed on it, there's also another loyal listener that's not allowed on it.
Nick?
Yeah.
No, Nick's never been on it. No. Nick's dead to him.
He's hated on.
He said first. He said we'd rather have Dennis Smith Jr. than Frank Ntilikina. Well.
Where is Dennis Smith Jr.?
His stepmom died.
Wait, what?
His stepmom died.
Oh.
Yeah. But he was really bad before that, so.
Yeah, he was really bad.
Yeah. All right, but then the next game happened. We played the Cavaliers. And, Mel, I didn't watch this game. I was streaming, where you can watch me on twitch.tv/smallerdan. I was playing
Nice plug.
I was playing some San Jose Waves NBA 2K expansion for my league.
I heard they're really coming up this year.
Oh, no, they're looking horrific.
Okay, never mind. I take that back. I heard they're really bad.
Let's see. We lost by 30 against the Bucks. Mm-hmm. We lost by 30 against the Clippers. We lost by 30 against the Thunder. It was very bad.
Okay. That's not bad.
Yeah. It was
rebuild the team, you know?
Yeah. We're young. We're a young roster. Our best player is Michael Porter Jr., so.
Oh, that man's made of stone. He's made to wear.
He got injured like 2 weeks in the season, and he was out for a good 2 weeks. So, but that's besides the point.
Major setback for a major comeback.
Exactly. It was beside the point. The Knicks just got blown out by the Cavs last night, the night of the recording. It was maybe. I'm so happy I didn't watch this because I didn't have to feel the pain. But it was horrific. Everything I'm hearing.
But the championship Cavs.
Yeah, the championship. I mean,
they've made the finals like four times out of the last, 5 years?
Yeah, you're right. Kevin Love, Tristan Thompson, four champions right there.
Kevin Love.
Matthew Dellavedova. I said Kevin Love. Matthew Dellavedova.
Tristan Thompson.
I already said Tristan Thompson.
Kevin Love.
Like, man, that team's a championship team, but it was still a hard loss. It was the.
Harrison Varejao's coming back.
I don't think Varejao wasn't on the Cavs when they. He was on the Warriors when the Cavs won. So,
no, he was on both teams actually.
Yeah, but he was. He didn't play for the Cavs though. When they won, but yeah, it was just a terrible loss. Our only player had more than 50 points was Julius Randle, who was shot 6-14. He had 16 rebounds. So I'm a Julius Randle stan. So I'm not. You're not gonna hear a lie.
I've heard
he's doing really bad, but I blame this all. Like Fizdale has to change. Like. Fizdale has to change things up because Julius Randle was our primary point guard at some times.
What?
He gets the ball. He's doing all the passing and stuff. It doesn't work out. He takes three-point shots. He's on the perimeter too much. He should be in the post because that's where he's going to bully people. He should set screens, get the switch, and bully whoever's on him.
You want to talk about, big rear ends? Buddy.
Who are we talking
Julius
about?
Randle.
Julius Randle. That's true. He's a thicker Zion Williamson.
He is thick.
How many C's? How many C's? Give me a C receipt. Give me a CC report.
On a scale of thick
On a scale to
to
Kyle Lowry to what's his name? The Celtics guy.
Ooh, Marcus Smart.
No, not Marcus Smart. The French guy. So he, what's his
Tice?
Name? No, what's his name? How do you not remember his name?
French guy.
No, he wasn't French. He wasn't French. It started with an S. Seti? No.
Oh, Semi Ojeleye.
Semi Ojeleye, yeah. On a scale of Kyle Lowry, Semi Ojeleye. How thick is Julius Randle?
I might go and say it. He might be an Al Jefferson.
Ooh.
He might be an Al Jefferson.
Big Al, that's a big man.
Bro. Box out anybody.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he had 60 rebounds last night.
Exactly.
But yeah.
You get behind that guy, you're going flying.
But yeah, things were getting so bad in New York. Steve Mills, Scott Perry, our GM and president of operations, they called a press conference talking about how bad we are and how we are underachieving. Just a shot right in the Dave Fizdale's face. But Fizdale, I'm so out of Fizdale at this point. You gotta get rid
are
of
you
Fizdale.
Really?
He just doesn't know. He just doesn't. Liam, the Knicks' biggest problem is their defense because they switch on every possession. Frank Ntilikina is our best perimeter defender, and they switch him off because of every like how they run the defense. He gets switched off every screenplay.
So what you're telling me right now is you need a defensive-minded coach.
I don't know, just anyone.
I wonder if there's any defensive-minded coaches that aren't in the NBA right now.
Phil Jackson?
Not him. There's one guy. He'll play your best players for like the whole game, man.
Oh, what's his name? Fuck. What's his name? Fuck, I can't remember. What's his name? I can't remember. No, I know what you're talking about. I just can't remember his name.
Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah.
He'll leave Frank out there for the rest of the game.
Mm-hmm. That's damn right. RJ Barrett. RJ Barrett's already has like the most minutes in the NBA. He'll still be getting. You'll get like 42 minutes a game now.
No, but he'll let RJ Barrett be out there the whole game, but not get any shots. Best player can't get best player can't give it the most shots.
Yeah. Well, Liam, you hear from me, but RJ Barrett's not looking so well the last couple games. I think we need some new personnel on the team, and if we're talking about new personnel. Maple, what's his name? Andrew Wiggins?
You might need Maple Jordan on your
Maple
team.
Maple Jordan, there we go. I didn't know which one he was. We don't need Maple Jordan.
I mean, have you seen the way he's been playing?
Buddy, he put his team on the back the last game.
Not 2 games ago.
2 games ago. He put his team on his back. He said, Cat, get out of my way.
Well, he also took, I think 10 more shots than Cat.
And he deserves it. He is the reason why he gets paid more than Cat.
I think Cat went for 17 for 11. No, 11 for 17. And Wiggins is, I don't know how to describe him. He's like Reggie Jackson, but he doesn't care enough to be a Reggie Jackson.
Excuse me? No one's Reggie Jackson. Reggie Jackson is the GOAT. Reggie Jackson, says Reggie Jackson.
Reggie Jackson is the best, says Reggie Jackson. Me, Reggie Jackson.
Reggie Jackson says he wants to be on the Knicks. He'll be a better coach than Dave Fizdale.
Reggie Jackson says he will own and coach and play for the Knicks.
But yeah.
Because he's Reggie Jackson.
Yeah, of course. But did you see the Knicks are making a plan to fire Fizdale now?
How are they making a plan?
Like they're planning, like they're like maybe thinking of the new coaches and stuff like that. That they replace him right now.
Have you guys found anyone to replace Dolan yet?
No, what? No one's never getting replaced.
I thought he was going to sell the team, but I mean he still has rights to the Garden.
No, so what happened was, MSG said they're separating the sports and entertainment now, so, the New York Knicks and New York Rangers are on their own, while MSG is on its own now.
Still make billions of dollars.
So, it does set the potential for the Knicks selling the team, because it would sell both the Rangers and the Knicks, and Dolan will be able to keep MSG. Mm-hmm. But, no, I don't think he's ever trading the team, or getting rid of the team.
Does that mean Dolan wouldn't get any money from Knicks games, or he would?
No, he does. He owns both, I'm saying. He separated them.
I'm saying since he owns MSG.
Well, no, because the Knicks would have to pay the play in MSG, so.
Oh, okay. He's still making... Just focus on your harmonica. What does he play? Kazoo.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, at this point, I mean, Scott... I mean, not Scott Perry. I like Scott Perry.
Scott Boras?
Yeah, Scott Boras. What's... Why, I just said his name. Why did I forget his name? I'm terrible with names right now. Steve Mills.
Steve Perry?
Steve Perry. No, Steve Mills is a big problem. I think he had it. He is just, if you look at his stats, I think his record, like, he played his 500 game just the other night, like, maybe Wednesday, I think it was, Thursday. I think he's now, like, has more than 300 losses or more than 350 losses as the present operations of the Knicks.
Jesus.
Yeah, not good. And he was the guy who brought in Isaiah Thomas. Everyone's saying it. I'm not going to say it.
He did bring Carmelo.
No, that was Phil Jackson.
Oh, never mind.
He gave he didn't bring him in. Phil Jackson signed him back. He gave Ron Baker a $9.7 million contract. I'm not going to say that was a bad move, but some people might say that.
No, come on. That was a great move, man.
No, I'm not saying it, but people are saying it.
I want to talk to those people.
Yeah, those idiots. Those fiends. Words. Yeah, yeah.
A piece of my mind.
But yeah, it is just awful what's going on with the Knicks. It is disgusting. It is not fun. Julius Randle, I'm a stan. You eventually, if you just eventually start playing to your strengths, not passing the ball every play, not spinning the ball in the perimeter, you eventually be averaging 20 and 12 again.
I mean, I'm a stan of anyone with that size back.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, brother. And we're going to be talking about goats, Liam, like people like Reggie Jackson. I would put Deion Waiters in that conversation. Deion Waiters. He ain't no snitch. You gotta respect that, but he had a freaking stroke because he owed you on gummies.
I mean, what a straight savage.
Yeah. I mean, my dumb ass, when I first read that, I was like, how do you OD on gummies? And I was like, oh, wait a minute.
Bro, what was he eating? Haribo? Like, what the fuck?
He was eating that Hardo.
Oh, don't do it to him. Don't do it to him.
Yeah. Nah, but that's just hilarious. He had a stroke, or what was it, a seizure, actually? He had a seizure, but it was actually just a panic attack.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's never really a seizure.
No, so you never have a seizure. You never had a heart attack. Just you having a panic attack. It's hilarious.
He just freaked out.
Yeah, yeah. It's hilarious.
It happens to the best of us.
Mm-hmm. Imagine being like 5,000 feet in the air and just having a panic attack because you had too much gummies.
Jesus Christ. He probably had to pry him away from the door. He probably tried jumping.
Mm-hmm. And you know, there's one man that's there's two prime suspects who gave him the gummies. Number one, Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler gave him like the hardest shit ever because, you know, he has the homeless drugs.
He is from the streets.
Yeah, so he had the homeless drugs and he gave some to Deion Waiters. And my number two theory is it was Kelly Olynyk.
Kelly Olynyk looks like the guy to get the stuff.
Yeah, Kelly Olynyk is the big time pothead.
No, Kelly Olynyk makes his own stuff.
That's true. Yeah, he synthesizes everything. He knows what he's doing. But this time, I think he put a little too much, what is it called, THC?
Maybe he tried hanging with Kelly Olynyk and he just couldn't.
Ooh. I don't know. I don't think Kelly Olynyk can hang. I think he looks tough, but he can't handle it.
Bro, did you not see what he did to Kevin Love's arm? But he can hang.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not in on Kelly Olynyk as a pothead fully. I think he just acts like one.
Where did Kelly Olynyk go to school? Duke, right?
No, that's just racist. Where'd he go? How dare you assimilate every tall white man to go to Duke?
Oh my bad. He went to Wisconsin. Nebraska?
Kelly Olynyk went to Gonzaga.
All right, that makes more sense.
Hey, he's from Toronto, too. He's from Toronto, too. That's where weed's legal in Toronto, so it even makes more sense.
What happened to that big-ass dude from Gonzaga who just didn't do anything?
I don't think he got drafted.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I don't think he got drafted.
What the fuck was his name?
Oh,
I was just about to look it up.
Karnowski?
Maybe.
No. Wait, is it? No. He played for Gonzaga in 2012 to 2017.
No. He had like a really weird. Gonzaga. Basketball.
I think it might be Karnowski.
Big. What would it be? Centers.
I think it might be Karnowski.
It can't be him.
I think it is.
Oh, wait, I see a picture of him right now.
Yeah, it's Karnowski.
Wait, I'm looking at a picture.
Yeah, it's Karnowski.
Number 24?
Yeah, it's Garnowski.
Yeah. Okay, that's his name. I thought it was a weird name.
Yeah, it's his name is just look, it's Primozek Karnowski.
He's probably playing like in Serbia or something.
He is.
Ah, there we go.
Well, that's Serbia, exactly. He's playing in EuroLeague.
Yeah.
He's from Poland. He is playing for...
He'll have a random stint in the NBA. 2012 to 2017.
Yeah, he redshirted a good amount of years, huh?
Jesus.
You know what, Mel? That was a great transition. I don't know why.
Why?
Because the NCAA just did NCAA stuff.
Oh, wait. Whoa, what did they do? I forgot. Explain
to me. Was it Tennessee? What team is Penny Hardaway the coach of?
Memphis.
Memphis.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to get the guy's name. James. All right, so his name is James Wiseman. He was the NCAA said he's no longer eligible because Penny Hardaway in like 2012 paid for him to go move to Tennessee or Memphis.
So stupid.
So
he wasn't even the coach at the time.
Penny Hardaway's lifelong plan, the year after he retired, was to pay this young kid a bunch of money to move to Memphis. So when he knew he was going to become a head coach of Memphis, he was going to be able to take him on his team.
Sounds reasonable.
Man, Penny Hardaway is a freaking absolute evil genius. Give it to him.
Bro, this guy, how many years of college did you go to? One? He knows everything.
Mm-hmm. Damn right. I mean,
no, that's just ridiculous, man. That's like, it's basically just because he was like a 4-star athlete and they didn't want him going to Memphis.
4-star? I'm pretty sure it was a 5-star. I'm pretty sure he's the best college prospect in the league.
Yeah, and they didn't want him going to Memphis, so it's so stupid. Did you hear what they did to Chase Young?
No.
His
I heard about it. Yeah. You got.
It was like a family friend bought him a car, and he got suspended for 2 games. And those 2 games are
pretty vital, especially when Ohio State's is like the best team in the country right now.
It's like I think they're versing 2 big teams coming up.
They destroyed Maryland yesterday or the other day.
But, you know, I don't think. I think he's.
They are playing Rutgers, so that's not a big game. And Penn State. They play Rutgers, Penn State, Michigan.
It may have been 4 games. I think he's suspended for 4 games.
Yeah, it might be.
Yeah. But, like, those are big games. And then they're going to go up against...
Well, they're going to kill Rutgers, so that's not...
Yeah, Rutgers is terrible.
But, yeah, they Penn State, Michigan, that's going to be big games.
Also, they have Minnesota, which is...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Minnesota can make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. I actually forgot to put this on my list. LSU... Did you see the LSU game?
I watched the ending, yeah.
Fuck you, Roll Tide. What was it? Roll Tide, fuck you.
Roll Tide, fuck you. We're gonna be a recruiter. We're gonna beat him in the. We're gonna beat him in everything.
This is off field now. We're gonna run the ball. We're gonna run the ball over there.
Go down.
When I watched him, he was crying when he was talking about Joe Burrow. He said the running back was who's like 5'4", is like 6'2", weighs 350 pounds because of his heart.
When the running back went to his like dad and they were crying.
Go Tigers.
The one problem is that's LSU's Super Bowl and they. They may have made their nut a little too early.
I don't know. I think their team is fucking really good.
Oh, they're so good.
I think they're going to win it all, I think. Unless Ohio State does it, it's going to be Ohio State or them this year.
Minnesota.
That's true. Minnesota's undefeated. The Gophers.
Minnesota.
Ooh. Hey, some guy on the Niners game just quiet helmets. He's down.
What was it? Niners?
Seahawks. The Seahawks are winning.
What time is it? What's the score?
21-10.
What quarter?
Just started the fourth.
Should I put the game on?
I think. What does this make the game? The Seahawks win. The Seahawks real or the 49ers frauds? What does it make the game? What does it make it them?
Dude, no one knows anything about the NFL right now.
Bro, Lamar Jackson might be the swag. When I saw that picture with him with sunglasses, I was like, imagine being that cool. I just can't imagine it.
There's just such a cheat code.
I love Kevin Harlan too. Kevin Harlan's the greatest announcer. Is like the greatest announcer in my opinion.
The greatest announcer of all time is Gus Johnson. Don't even talk.
No, I love Kevin Harlan. Kevin Harlan adds so much to the game.
Wait, like, wasn't it like Kevin Harlan? Like, what is he doing? Doing NFL? He doesn't do the actual broadcast.
Yeah, he does.
I thought he does like.
He does a game, and then he does Giants radio as well sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'm going to play it. Giants. Well, hold on. Liam, let me get to it. I just want to play this Lamar Jackson. You got to tell me this isn't.
I've seen the picture.
No, not you. I can't. I'm not going to show a picture on the podcast. Hold up. I just want to. It's a second down and three. Jackson takes it himself. Look at him turn back and forth. Oh, he broke his ankles. Now he's got an entourage. And he's got a touchdown. He is Houdini. What a play. Bro, I love Kevin Harlan.
That was a pretty good call.
And he has the, remember the one where it was like a fan streaking? He was announcing as the fan was streaking.
Yeah.
I just love Kevin Harlan. You know his daughter is married to Sam Decker?
Is he really?
Yeah.
Is she really? Huh.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
Yeah. How did the Patriots do this week?
They were taking a nice little nap.
Yeah, just like how you did your fantasy team this week. You're kind of fucking me over there, man.
If it makes you feel any better, every other fantasy league I'm in, I forgot to set my lineup.
You're kind of fucking me over because you gave Chris an easy win when I needed him to lose.
It's hard to set the line. It's hard to do this. Next year I can't be. I'm in too many leagues. That's a problem.
Hey, Liam, don't care about your fantasy team.
I was gonna do the same joke to you earlier, but I never asked. Okay, speaking of the Giants.
Alright. I'll say this. Daniel Jones, he might be the worst ball handler of all time. But that dude can throw the ball really well. I'll say that.
That first down run he had was pretty sick.
He's a good quarterback. He just has to figure out how to hold on to the ball. That's his only flaw in his game right now.
It's his first year. I mean, he'll figure it out.
I hope so. He has 14 fumbles already.
Bro, do you know who he's learning from? He's learning from the best player of all time.
That's true. Once he starts self-sacking himself, he will never fumble again.
Are you more happy that they lost or upset they lost?
I would like them to win because, I know Jeff fans.
Yeah.
But you know what? We're tanking. They're not.
And I feel like Jeff fans are more mad that they lost.
No. Like, this is like when the Mets beat the Yankees. Like, we love this.
Dude. Did you not see the Jets fan talking about how bad their team was? He couldn't wait for a loss.
Yeah, but like the little brother teams always like to cheer on when they beat the team. Even though when they're supposed to lose, they still cheer them on no matter what.
Or Jets little brother?
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I guess so.
You guess so? What?
Wait, what? What's the order supposed to be? It's supposed to be like Jets, Mets, Islanders, or is it?
What do you mean? Like how like you're supposed to be a fan of?
Yeah,
it's supposed to be Jets, Mets, Islanders because they're like the Long Island teams, and then it's just, and then it's, well, that's because you know me, that's why, and you know Billy.
No, only because like, I feel like Jets are like they say they're like supposed to be prestigious, but aren't really prestigious at all.
Well, that's every football team basically. Oh, Russell Wilson just fumbled. But yeah, that was just a Bears game. Jamal, I reported Jamal Adams' tweet. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh shit, a lineman's running. Oh no, he fumbled.
I reported Jamal Adams' tweet. I'm gonna say it. That was mean. That was bullying. That was just bullying, and I reported it. You're not allowed to do that.
What did he say?
He posted a video of him like stealing of like Patrick stealing a purse from SpongeBob. Like,
oh,
it was nothing.
Yeah, that was funny. That was funny.
I reported that tweet. That's bullying.
It is bullying. That's cyberbullying.
That's just bullying.
Wait, but when you say ball handling, is that what you mean? Like, there's nothing. Yeah. There's nothing you could have done in that situation.
Oh no, Jamal Adams is so much stronger. So what can we do?
He just ripped it right out of his hands. I've never seen a more cleaner rip.
And
oh my god, this poor and, big man.
And at this point, how much of the fumbling is on Danny Jones as it is on the offensive line?
Jesus Christ, you guys have such a bad O line. But I mean, the Jets had a worse O line than you guys.
Yeah, and we stopped Le'Veon Bell, just like how they stopped Saquon. But it's like,
I don't like some other person having the number 44 that isn't named Andre Williams.
If Daniel Jones is to get blindsided every game and he fumbles, how much of that is on
How much fault is that on Daniel Jones that he's getting blindside hit all the time?
There's some fault to him, I guess.
I don't know. It's annoying. It's annoying that he fumbles. And Saquon having only one yard.
Oh my God, Saquon did so bad.
He's injured. I was like joking yesterday that like, oh yeah, he's injured. But I was like, legitimate. He's actually like banged up, and it's so stupid how Shermer is playing him at this point.
I was saying, why is he still out there?
Like Shermer said in the postgame conference, yeah, he's banged up a little bit. So you know, hopefully he improves.
He's legit like one of the only bright spots on your team. Why would you keep him out there?
That's ridiculous.
Speaking of, is Evan Engram hurt too?
Yeah, so that also, we can also use that as an excuse. Evan Engram was injured.
Because I saw like number 85 running around.
Yeah, Rhett Ellison. Sterling Shepard's injured. Rhett Ellison got injured. He got injured too yesterday. He got a concussion in the middle of the game. What's your guy? Nate Solder got injured yesterday.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so we have that injury excuse going on for us if you ever want to talk. And also, Sam Darnold said, they're 2-7, I think, now.
Sam Darnold said if they win out, they can.
If the Jets are 2-7, they win out. So can the Giants. The Giants are 2-8. They can win out now.
Eight and eight can win the NFC East.
You know who else is two? Who has two wins right now?
Who?
The Dolphins. They can win out now.
You know who has two wins right now?
Yeah, the Dolphins have two wins. They are actually in a better spot. The Jets are in the last place. Dolphins are in third place.
Are they really?
Yeah, the Dolphins beat the Jets.
Beat the Jets.
Wow. So the Dolphins are in a better spot right now than the Jets.
Does Fitzpatrick have any more Fitz magic in him?
I think he does. It was not a good game for Fitzpatrick, but the defense looked amazing yesterday for them. So that was a good game for
him. The Dolphins always have had good defense.
No. They had terrible defense.
Is Cameron Wake still on their team?
No, I think he got traded. maybe. I think he might be on the team actually.
Does it make you feel any better that the Browns are also
I love that Odell Beckham. They just refuse to not give Odell Beckham. They ran the ball like seven different times, Nick Chubb, and in the red zone. And nothing happened. They refuse to give the ball to Odell at this point, and it is miraculous how they just refuse to give the ball to one of the best receivers in the game.
I mean, how much is that no trust in Baker?
Yeah, Baker, I don't know.
Dude, has he passed over 300 yards this year?
I would say probably. He couldn't. Probably has. No, I would say he probably has.
He ended the last game with like 203 passing yards. That's like insane.
I love the Browns. The Browns are doing bad. It makes me feel better, much better.
God, they were so hyped up this year.
They have the talent. Just their coaches. Freddie Kitchens might be the dumbest person alive.
He's obviously not a head coach. You can't. Nope. Like some people just can't be head coach.
He's not a head coach. Adam Gase is not a head coach. Pat Shermer's not a head coach.
You know, there's one man, there's one head coach that's still lurking around there. He's been to the Super Bowl one or a few times.
Tom Coughlin?
Nah. I didn't say he won a Super Bowl. I said he's been to a Super Bowl.
Oh, give me the deets.
Let's just say this guy, he knows how to stick around.
Are you saying who I think is that?
If you won 8-8, 9-7, he is your guy.
Buddy, I'm more of a 7-9 kind of guy. Come on.
He will deliver on that. He'll give you close wins.
At this point, I wouldn't hate Jeff Fisher as my head coach.
Why not?
But what was I going to say? Oh, did you see the end of the Chiefs game? Ryan Tannehill might be legit.
All right. Here's my thing. Ryan Tannehill, I don't think he's ever been a bad quarterback.
No, he hasn't. He just got injured that one year. Yeah, he's been hurt
so much.
I know, yeah. I mean, he led the Dolphins to the playoffs, and he tore his ACL. And I think he is a good quarterback, so.
I think he's a good quarterback. He just hasn't really had the chance to show.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, he threw like a bold pass, a beautiful pass. Andy Reid for some reason called like a terrible timeout. I forget what it was. I think they had like
it was a two. No, he called a timeout on their 2-point conversion.
Yeah. You're right. That's what it was.
Their 2-point conversion. He calls a timeout.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Andy?
Yeah, I know. But Pat Mahomes, yeah, he had a great game coming back. So that was, I mean, like he had a great game coming back from injury. That was fun to watch. I hate Pat Mahomes. I hate how good Pat Mahomes is.
Some may say he's overrated.
Ooh.
Can't win.
Can't win the big games.
I just love how easy the Patriots are going to win the AFC.
I don't know. I would be scared of Lamar Jackson right now. He has some kind of...
The, No, the Ravens are the only team I'm scared of.
Yeah. Are you not scared a little bit right now of the Steelers?
No.
Liam, that Steelers defense is really good.
I actually might leave this call right now.
Liam, that Steelers defense is really good right now.
I actually might leave this
call. Liam, I don't think you understand. I don't think you're not paying. I don't think you're paying attention to the Steelers right now.
Dude, the Steelers have had.
Liam, that Steelers defense is actually really good right now.
Dang, the Steelers have had our number for the last 10 years. Come on.
I know, but this is like. Their Steelers defense is scary good right now.
I can't tell if you're joking or not.
I'm not. Steelers defense is amazing.
Okay, they give me. Holy shit, what a hit.
Yeah.
Wait, what? What's the flag?
I think they might call a fair catch.
Wait.
I mean, they killed Jared Goff this week. It was actually.
The Rams aren't good.
The Rams aren't good. I'll give you that, but still, the Steelers defense is on a roll right now. Just watch out for them.
I actually couldn't understand if you were joking or not.
I'm not joking. I'm being serious. The Steelers are actually a good team.
The Steelers are not. Can we just like go into the next topic? Because I don't want to talk about this.
All right. It's fine. I'm being serious. I'm not even joking. I think the Steelers are a legit team that could make the playoffs this year.
I mean, they can make playoffs. You think they can contend with the Patriots?
I'm not saying they can contend with the Patriots. I'm just saying that defense is pretty good. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, we put, 30, 40 points on them?
Their only problem is that fat face Mason Rudolph is just so bad. And they don't have James Conner either. They don't, it's bad. What's going on? Their offense is terrible. So that's why they're not going to win anything.
Well, is Roethlisberger out for the year?
Yeah. All right. The last thing I'll talk about, Vikings Cowboys. What's his name? Kirk Cousins. He looked good. He finally looked good in a primetime game.
I mean, Kirk Cousins is not looking bad.
He's not looking bad. What's his name? Collinsworth. He said he's MVP candidate.
I swear I said that last week.
Ooh, is Collinsworth a fan of the pool boys? Fan of the pod?
No, I swear I said that, and you were like, "What are you talking about? He's not even in the conversation."
Because I think I was calling you an idiot because he's not actually an MVP conversation, Mel. I'm being joking about.
Me and Collinsworth disagree.
Collinsworth, if you want to talk about it, come on the pod. You fraud.
Who's more credible, you or Collinsworth? The guy who.
Wait, Liam?
Liam? Who does all his homework.
Liam?
What?
Hold up.
Oh my god, he's getting mobbed.
You tell me who's more credible. Hold up. This is not good for audio podcast, but whatever. This is actually just not working.
What are we doing here?
Oh, is it on?
I don't hear anything.
No, hold up. I'm trying to turn the video on. Oh, there we go. Ooh. Hey, Liam, who's more credible? Folks, how are you doing?
I'm so confused.
Do you not look at your screen?
My screen is what?
All right, do it again.
Wait, what?
Folks, how are we doing?
I'm so confused. What's happening?
Do you not see me on your screen?
No.
All right. Well, I was trying to do the column versus slide, but I guess my camera just wasn't working.
All right, I didn't have my video thing on.
No. Folks, how are we doing?
Whoa!
Who's better? Who's more credible now?
Are you kidding me?
I know. Get your get your ugly face. What do you mean when I get that?
When did you get that?
The mic? I've had the mic for like 2 months now, 3 months.
Jeez. All right, take it back. You're more credible.
Wow, this guy doesn't even listen to the pod. I haven't noticed the podcast audio has been way better.
I mean, yeah, no, I don't. Okay. I don't want to hear my own voice.
Do you see Logan Paul? You didn't see it, but Logan Paul KSI fight happened this week. Yeah.
Did you watch it?
No. The only thing I have to take away from it, why are people acting like they're like making fun of Logan Paul now? The dude just made $20 million losing in a boxing fight.
I heard he didn't. I heard he barely even lost. I heard
Yeah, he lost by he barely lost. Like it was crazy. Like people were like oh yeah, Logan Paul lost. Now we never have to hear about him. The dude made $20 million. You're gonna hear so much about him now.
I mean, no, I mean, I, he should just lay on his money and just go somewhere else.
Oh, the dude's a king now. He's $20 million. He makes fun of people who kill himself. I mean, what's better?
And once he gets brought up on tax fraud, he'll be in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, have you seen the videos of his house and shit?
No. I don't. I can't. Mel, if we're being honest here, friend to friend, are you sitting down?
Yeah.
I haven't watched a single Logan Paul video in my life.
Bro, it's like his house is ridiculously huge. I don't know. There's no way he's able to pay for any of that, too.
That's all I had for the topic today. I think it was a good podcast. Very good podcast. We started off a little slow, but I think it was a little entertaining, though.
First of all, there's some more topics. And,
okay. Do we want to talk about how Pete Alonso won Rookie of the Year?
That's what I was thinking of, like Pete Alonso.
I mean, I'm just that award doesn't even, I don't even care about it because it was so obvious that he was going to win. Like, I was like, I brushed that one aside.
Who won it for the AO?
Yordan Alvarez.
Don't even know who that is.
The Astros guy?
I checked out quick out of the MLB season.
Yeah, I would too. I was a Red Sox fan.
Yeah, I checked out after like 3 months.
Jordan Alvarez is the guy who went he went crazy the last couple months in the MLB season for the Astros.
Okay. Oh wait, I think I saw him in the World Series actually.
Yeah. Cody
is so good.
Pete Alonso
didn't make the sack. He's so good.
Pete Alonso somehow didn't get unanimous MVP because the one guy from I think it was the Bay Area said, "Oh, Mike Soria should win in my opinion." So whatever.
Yeah. Was it really almost unanimous?
Yeah, he was one vote away. That's these fucking baseball writers. Yeah, I know.
Oh my god.
The BBWAA writers are the biggest pricks in the world. The fact that they didn't give DeGrom the unanimous Cy Young last year was ridiculous. The fact that they didn't give Pete Alonso unanimous Cy Young when they gave Yordan Alvarez the unanimous Cy Young is ridiculous. It's crazy.
For some reason, they can't let anything be unanimous.
No.
The only unanimous thing ever was what?
Well, there's a lot of unanimous things.
What was the fucking guy's name?
Mariano Rivera?
Yeah.
There's been a lot of unanimous things, so that's a kind of weird thing to say.
Wait, what?
I mean, really? Not for Hall of Fame. He was only Hall of Fame, but Yordan Alvarez, I'm just saying, Yordan Alvarez was the unanimous Hall of Fame for the fucking AL Rookie of the Year. I'm pretty sure Pete Alonso had a better season than Yordan Alvarez.
Oh, I wasn't listening to it when you said that. Honestly,
Alonso led the fucking league in out and home fucking runs. He had the most extra.
Batted 250.
Okay, and?
Never mind. I think batting average is no where it's dead anyways.
Ooh, hot take. So then who's better, Jeff McNeil or Rafael Devers?
Dude, honestly, I don't know why. How was Rafael Devers not in the MVP conversation?
Because he plays for the Red Sox?
But that doesn't make any sense. He had such a great season. I mean, he tailored off towards the end, but...
Because he played for the Red Sox?
That's how Rudolph got his red nose?
Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Santa's driving around in a Benz? I guess DeGrom... Did the awards already happen, right?
No. Cy Young's, I think, next weekend, and the MVP's the week after. It's so stupid, that would be awards.
What the fuck, honestly?
From a person who has no idea about baseball, do you think DeGrom should win Cy Young?
Sure, why not?
Hell yeah, brother. That's what I like to hear. All right, who do you have for MVP, though? This is a little debated for MVP, especially for the NL.
For the NL?
Yeah. You got, here's your options. Cody Bellinger, Christian Yelich, or Anthony Rendon.
Was Cody Bellinger still batting 400?
No.
Okay.
I think it's Yelich. People are going to be, if they're saying because Yelich got injured for like 15 games, that's why he should win MVP, I'm going to kill some people.
Oh, yeah, no, it's Yelich. What am I thinking? It's Yelich.
Well, Rendon is a very hot, because Rendon played the whole season.
Isn't Rendon the one who beat his wife?
No.
Oh, Rendon was on the Nationals.
Yeah.
Addison Russell beat his wife.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know how I got those two mixed up.
I don't know either.
Dude, I just think of baseball names and I kind of just like...
Just don't say that. Don't say it. Stop talking. Just don't finish what you're saying. And we'll move on.
It's like they...
So Mike Trout's going to win MVP, right?
He should. Yeah. He should probably win it every year.
I'm on the board of Alex Bregman should win just because the fans were chanting MVP during every at bat. Where were the fans during Mike Trout's at bats when during the playoffs?
Exactly. He's what the fuck? Oh, it's 21-21. My brain's kind of melting right now.
They score a touchdown, 2-point conversion, field goal.
We're talking about baseball, and I really haven't paid attention to baseball, and my brain's kind of going off right now.
Yeah. All right, that's all I have actually now. That's the only thing I actually forgot to add.
Yeah, Mookie Betts is staying for one more year. That's all I got to say.
Yikes.
He's staying for one more year.
Yeah, sure.
One more year, Betts.
That's so when he becomes a free agent and you guys don't trade him,
and we win another World Series, yeah, I'll be fine with that.
But you guys are really not improving at all, and you still have the same shitty pitchers from last year.
Bro, Chris Sale's like a number two Cy Young candidate every single year.
Oh, really? Is it Cy Young candidate this year?
Almost every single year.
This year?
Dude, E-Rod had a 3.5 ERA.
Ooh, that's very good. That's a very good ERA.
And this is like, he's been in the league for what? 10 years now, maybe?
I saw a crazy thing saying the Cubs might trade Chris Bryant.
Why would they ever do that?
I don't know. If anything, you trade Risley for you trade Bryant.
Trade Addison Russell. He beat his wife.
I don't think anyone wants Addison Russell.
Bro, the fucking Yankees signing Chapman. What dirtbags. Like, this dude's an awful person. He shot his wife.
Yeah, why would the Yankees... How like, the Red Sox would never do such a thing. Sign such a horrific person.
Or keep a horrific person.
Or keep a horrific person on their team.
Like who?
I don't name names. Stephen Wright.
Bro, Stephen Wright got in a shouting match with his wife. And they called the cops on him. And you know what? He's gone. He's not there anymore.
I feel like Joe Kelly is a big time I'd punch the girl by accident once.
I feel like Joe Kelly is a big time I trap someone and ate them.
That's true, yeah. I was being a little nice with it. But no, yeah,
Joe
you can
Kelly
say
definitely
that.
Ate a person in his day.
Oh, 100%. All right, do you have anything else now?
Rusev's getting cucked.
Oh, yeah, I talked to you about that. Rusev in the WWE keeps getting cucked, but he is the father. I think she might actually be pregnant. I think that might be true, so they have to try and put that in the storyline. It is such a bad storyline. Rusev is getting cucked. She said she's pregnant. She said sex on TV so many times.
It's a PG. Oh, my God. That's disgusting.
She's like, I've had sex so many times with Bobby Lashley in the last 6 weeks.
Oh, my God.
But I am pregnant because I had sex with Rusev. I can feel him in my body. I can feel Rusev's baby in his body. He's so fat. He's a monster. My boobs are getting bigger. She actually said my boobs are getting bigger.
She said boobs?
Yeah.
Get her off the airway.
Male, it's kind of hot.
Yeah, I mean, obviously. You think Bobby Lashley wears those weird eye things when he does it with her?
What do you mean weird eye things?
He's not wearing those weird eye things anymore?
What do you mean? You talking about how he doesn't have any eyebrows?
No, didn't he wear like contact lenses that like made his eyes weird?
I think that was just a one-time thing during WrestleMania.
You saw it too?
Yes, it was during WrestleMania, I think.
No, I remember asking, and you were like, oh yeah, he's been doing that now.
I don't remember that.
His eyebrows are still shaved?
Yeah, he just shaved his eyebrows.
Does he have that disease that like...
No, I think it just doesn't. I think he just has shaved eyebrows, I don't know.
He just thinks it looks cool.
I think he just bald, so I don't think he grows any hair. Like don't you like if you take it only like you take steroids, you just don't grow any more hair.
You should get like the what was the allegedly Carlos Boozer hair.
Yeah. He's black. He's a dark black. I don't know how much that would work on him.
Are you saying he can't do it because he's darker shade? Darker.
Are you gonna tell me you want Bobby Lashley to go blackhead?
Are you telling me he can't do something because he's black?
Are you saying you want him to go blackhead?
I don't even know. I can't do this anymore with you.
You're telling me you want him to go blackhead?
I can't do this with you anymore. Like, this is ridiculous. I can't hear this anymore.
So I started another stream.
NFL is such pussy. Tyler Lockett would have...
I started another stream series, twitch.tv/smalllikedan, where I started an Arizona Cardinals franchise. I won on the last second touchdown today.
Good job, bud. Yeah,
I saw... Mel, you're not going to like this, but I signed Antonio Brown.
You terrible person. person.
I know. I was like, oh, it makes sense. Antonio Brown, no one's giving him any more opportunities. The Cardinals have no receivers. Their best receivers, Larry Fitzgerald.
You know, it's not getting enough attention. And it did get attention, but it didn't get enough attention. How, like, Antonio Brown threatened to hurt someone's kids.
Well, that's the reason why I got released, so.
I understand that, but, like.
You know, at this point, I'm just done talking about Antonio Brown. I can care less about Antonio Brown, so.
What if he went to the Giants?
Fellas, give me my money.
And they better bring me my money. Alright. Is that the pod?
I haven't made any newer TikToks yet, though. I'm sorry. I'm just out of ideas. I know. I have that one idea. But right now, I don't have any ideas.
We'll make some. It'll be good.
I'm more of like a no nut November guy. You know, that's where all my ideas come from.
How you been doing?
Bro, the fucking idiots don't do a participate in no nut November. I participated for about 12 minutes. I think it was.
I have a bunch of fake no nut coupons, so I've been making a fortune on that. Well, that's the podcast.
Yep, we'll see you guys next week.
Bye. Sorry.
So, you think you're untouchable?
Word life. This is basic thugonomics. This is basic thugonomics. Word life. I'm untouchable, but I'm forcing you to feel me. Word life. This is basic thugonomics. Word life. I'm untouchable, but I'm forcing you to feel me.
Whether fighting or spitting, my discipline is unforgiving. Got you backing up in a defensive position. An ass-kicking anthem, heavyweight or bantam. Holding camp for ransom, the microphone phantom. Teams hit the floor, this the new fight joint. Like a broken needle, kid, you missing a point. We dominate your conference with offense that's no nonsense. My theme song hits, get your reinforcements. We strike quick with hard kicks, ducking ice sticks, bare knuckle mitts through fight pits. Beat you lifeless, never survive this. Get forgot like all timers. Two-faced rappers walk away with four shiners. The raw rhymer, turning legends to old timers. My incisors like a viper biting through your one liners. New Dead Man Ink, and we about to make you famous. Taking over Earth and still kicking in Uranus.